Good afternoon and welcome to the 16th season of live performances by talented young musicians on Valley Public Radio. This is Young Artists Spotlight. Support for Young Artists Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturges. And now to the Bonner Performing Arts Studio, here's George Mason.
This edition of Young Artist Spotlight is the year 2014, show number 12345, with five trombones, a flute trio, a violin, a cello, not all at the same time, but divided up among themselves as three chamber groups from Youth Orchestras of Fresno. And this is our first of 3 weeks of featuring Youth Orchestras of Fresno, 2 weeks in a row, and 1 week later in April. Youth Orchestras of Fresno with roots going back to 1950. We will get to that a bit later, not only for the uninitiated, but for the rest of us needing a refresher course. First, we will introduce the members of the trombone choir, because they will be going first with a selection that will run about 6 minutes or so, and we'll even get to that in a bit. But first, Madeline.
Hello, my name is Madeline Gekesian. I attend University High School. I'm 18 years old and a senior. Next year, I'll be studying composition and furthering my trombone performance at either the conservatory at University of the Pacific or possibly Oberlin Conservatory, depending how the cards fall. I'm the principal of the Fresno Youth Philharmonic.
Very good. And what?
Principal trombone, excuse me.
Principal trombonist, right. And?
I'm Michael Neufeld. I go to Clovis North. I'm a freshman. I'm 15 years old, and I have an awesome band teacher, Mr. Lesser.
And we have a middle trombone, middle of the three, of the five anyway.
I'm Kabir Kara, and I'm currently a junior at Clovis North High School, and I'm in the Youth Philharmonic like the rest of us.
Hello, my name is Larry Shin. I'm a 15-year-old freshman at Buchanan High School, and I play tenor trombone.
Hi, I'm Ethan Santos. I'm 16 years old at Buchanan High School. I'm principal bass trombone of YPO.
There we go. Don't be ashamed. That's quite nice. Quite nice. Now, what we're going to hear now is a composition of Stephen Verhelst, born in 1981. He toured Japan. And this selection we're going to hear is still dedicated to the tsunami victims. It is his song for Japan, the Trombone Choir, this afternoon, live from Young Outer Spotlight of the Youth Orchestras of Fresno.
Thank you.
Valley Public Radio's live Young Artist Spotlight. And we heard, incidentally, those were not valve trombones. They were slide trombones, and so the rest of us here in the studio had to stand our distance. Five of them here, the trombone choir of the youth orchestras of Fresno. And our thanks again to Madeline, Michael, Larry, Ethan, and Kabir, and I think, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I got them all. Now we'll be setting up for the flute trio. We have two more selections here this afternoon. And while they're setting up, I can mention here some of the history of the youth orchestras of Fresno, and I'll save you the trouble. This is from its website. Youth orchestras have been a Fresno institution since 1950, when an all-city string ensemble of young musicians was formed. And in 1953, winds and percussion were added, and the group became the Kiwanis Youth Orchestra. Soon, the orchestra gained a new sponsor, the Fresno Philharmonic. And in 1957, became the Fresno Junior Philharmonic Orchestra. In 1988, the group's name changed once again, and the Fresno Youth Philharmonic emerged, only to become, in a few more years, the group we know as Youth Orchestras of Fresno. There's a bit more history, but we will save it for a later time, after we hear from our flute ensemble here today, the flute trio. We'll talk to them in a moment, but we will have Mai and Jamie and Lillian, and they're going to perform for us right now a composition of an English composer and organist from the 18th and 19th century, James Hook, a trio number one, Allegro and Rondo, the flute trio of the Youth Orchestras of Fresno. Thank you. flute trio from the youth orchestras of Fresno, and we heard again from English composer and organist James Hook the trio number one. Let's chat with the members of them just a moment, as we will also be setting up for a violin and cello number we're going to hear shortly. And the members of the flute trio are?
I'm Jamie Helwig.
And from what school?
Oh, I'm from Yosemite High School, and I'm in ninth grade.
When did you take to the flute? When did you know you did? Or is it the first instrument you started to play?
Actually, the first instrument I started to play was the piano. But I went to a summer camp when I was in about fourth grade, and my dad always told me, like, oh, there's this one instrument. It's just gorgeous. So that was kind of what I shot for. And I actually started on the clarinet, but then I found the flute because my flute teacher now, Shirley Lay, started playing this one song, and I was just like, oh, my gosh. So I've taken to that and stuck with it ever since.
Shirley from Oakhurst, is that right?
Yes.
And what is the connection up there? I understand she's a member of a pretty hip group up there.
Yes. All three of us are in the Flutes of the Foothills. It's a flute ensemble, and we play at different places like churches and like community events, and we also played at Tenaya Lodge on Christmas Eve. So,
well, Jamie, thanks very much. We enjoyed this quite a bit, and now we have.
I'm Maya Schweitzer. I go to Minerits High School, and I'm in ninth grade.
And tell us about your experience with this instrument. And now's your chance to tell your parents you're really practicing 3-4 hours a day.
I actually started on the piano when I was in, like, third grade. And then I went to the same music camp as her and started playing on the clarinet. But then I just started on the flute when I became in fifth grade. And I started in my middle school band, and now I'm in my high school marching and concert band.
Well, how about so far my clarinet is not doing too well here. Switching over to flute. And we also have here...
Hello, my name is Lillian O'Day. I am currently going to Mountain Home School. I am 14 and I am in 8th grade, and I have been playing the flute for about 4 years. I started playing the piano. I started when I was about 7 or 8, and then when I went to my middle school band, as soon as I saw the flute, I knew that it was for me, and I just continued playing it, and I love it.
Well, very good, and we all hope you continue. Thank you. Well, maybe we'll see you here again. I wonder. Thanks again to the flute trio from Fresno Youth Orchestras. And as we set up now for a violin and a cello number, we're going to hear just a bit more of the history on the youth orchestras these days. And again, this is directly from the website. It's one of three orchestras, youth orchestras of Fresno. The others are the Youth Chamber and Youth Symphony Orchestras that make up the youth orchestras of Fresno. The Youth Chamber Orchestra includes some of our youngest players. And by the way, we'll be hearing from some of them next week. Musicians in the Youth Symphony and Youth Philharmonic Orchestras range in age from 9 to 20. All members are committed to young musicians, as we have heard, who seek the joy and the challenge of playing classical music. Rehearsals are held on Sundays on the Fresno State campus. Okay, once again, this is our fifth program in the 16th season of Young Artist Spotlight, and we invite the listener to log on to kvpr.org for photos here in the studio, which will be online a bit later today. Now, our final, shall we say, ensemble, I think it would be better to say duo. We have with us here Beatrice and Amy. We'll talk to both of them in a moment. Beatrice Choi, violin, Amy Kwan, cello. And we're going to hear a Johan Halvorsen composition from 1893 after Handel. And that performance will be right now.
Thank you.
Young Artist Spotlight, indeed. Beatrice Choi, violin, and Amy Kwan. Cello, we're in rather crowded Bonner Performing Arts studio today. Maybe if the young ladies can make their way over here, we can chat with them for just a bit. That would be fine. Beatrice, magnificent. Give us some of the history of with you and the violin, or for that matter, your interest in music at all.
I started violin when I was in sixth grade, and I started because I was watching TV and there was a violinist playing, and I thought that was really cool, so I wanted to start playing, and then I've just stuck with it. And
do you remember who he or she was?
I'm not really sure, but it was a person on Britain's Got Talent. It was, well, yeah, it wasn't a classic. It was, she was playing,
should have figured.
Yeah, she was playing electric violin. But and so I wanted to learn electric violin at first, but then I started, like, classical music, and it was something.
And what grade now, and where do you plan to go with this?
I'm a freshman, ninth grade at University High School, and I'm not really sure what my career path is going to be, but I really enjoy playing music. So.
Well, we enjoyed that. We're going to have to notify by email or text Britain's Got Talent and let them know that they were mentioned on Young Artist Spotlight here at Valley Public Radio. And it was going to happen sooner or later, and it finally did. Now, cellist Amy Kwan. Tell us about yourself, Amy.
I started playing the cello the summer of fifth grade, and so I've been playing for 6 years. And I'm currently the principal cellist of Youth Philharmonic Orchestra.
My, how long have you been, the two of you, been working together on this piece?
On this piece?
Or for that matter, just together as a duo?
Together. About a month. I want to say a month, yeah.
I'm glad you didn't say, like, the last 20 minutes. But it sounded like much longer than, but we want to thank you again. For anyone joining us late, we've had here a trombone choir, a flute trio, and we just heard a violin-cello duo. And again, this is Young Artist Spotlight. They're from the Youth Orchestras of Fresno. And remember, if it is the 3 o'clock hour on a Wednesday, from now through April on Valley Public Radio, it is another live broadcast of Young Artist Spotlight. And again, see kvpr.org for studio photos and for recordings of the season's broadcasts. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Next week, we will be visited by 5 soloists, ages 9 through 11, from the Youth Orchestras of Fresno. The following week, pianist Michael Delphine. And then, a few more Wednesdays, Young Artist Spotlights. April 16th, Youth Orchestras of Fresno violin, flute, and marimba soloists right here in the studio. Research and scheduling support from Christina Herrick and B. Barman. Production for Valley Public Radio, Don Weaver. I'm George Mason, and glad you were here.